and poop and pee and poop and pee
and poop and pee and poop and pee
and pee.
Poop and pee.
Poop and pee. Poop and pee. Coming at you live, guys.
That is our intro. You said you want to make an intro. That's our intro.
Oh, yeah. I guess you're right. Poop and pee is our intro. Because we're very mature gentlemen. 30-plus-year-old individuals.
My mic test.
Yeah. Coming at you live, the Fantasy Boys. Your boy, RDP, a.k.a. Old Hickory, O.L.
Hickory.
I'm Brian Kent.
Yeah, I'm Bill Squire. Yeah. Although I've been having fun with making different dumb Twitter names. Today I'm Vody McVoterson.
Very poignant, as it is voting day.
Last week I was Butterbill Turkey. Because Turkey Day's a-coming.
Did anybody ever call you Butterbill growing up?
No.
A good nickname.
No, I was... my nickname in the sixth grade was Bildo. Because I told all my friends what a dildo was.
Oh.
And so they...
Yeah, that's unfortunate to be Bill and telling everybody about dildos.
Yeah.
That's coming.
Well, the thing is, I thought it was funny. And they would call me Bildo. And the teacher's like, are you okay with them calling you that? I'm like, yeah, it's a funny name. It just sounds funny. He's like, you know, like, do you have any idea, like, does it, like, reference anything? I'm like, no, we all just think it's funny to call me Bildo. And so then it became like, yeah, we're getting away with something.
Should have been Last Bill and Testament. There was a softcore porn in the early 2000s called Dildo Saggins and the Quest for the Anal Rings or something like that. And
what are anal rings?
I think
buttholes.
Yeah. I think it had something to do with, like, I might be getting it confused with, like, a Howard Stern bit, but I think it was, like, something to do with anal ring toss. Like, they put a dildo in their ass and then, like, but I could be confusing that with Howard Stern. I used to watch a lot of late night E! Television in 2001 and 2 because you could squint and sort of see nipples.
I used to use it for porn purposes.
Yeah. Remember Wild on E?
You could learn about, yeah, some porn star.
Wild on E with Burke.
And I love
Brooke Burke and What's-Her-Face would jump on there from time to time. Jenna Jameson.
Really?
Wasn't she the host of it for a bit?
I don't think.
I think she was.
Look that up. I remember Jenna Jameson having, like, a biography around that time on VH1 because she was the biggest porn star in the world at the time.
She was huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a while.
And now she's, like, a meth head and, like, a crazy Trump
with
person.
Tito Ortiz.
Yeah.
Oh, they're back together?
Didn't they get it? I have no idea.
Yeah, he, like, beat the fuck out of her, didn't he?
Allegedly. He's such a weird-looking dude. Is it just the biggest, chubbiest head?
He does have a massive fucking head.
It's huge.
He doesn't fight anymore, does he?
No, he hasn't fought in a long time. He like, they always said that he was protected, that he was so good because they, like, he was a captivating guy and he never fought the best. And then,
like, Chael Sonnen? I fucking hate that guy.
Oh, no. Chael Sonnen took it to Anderson Silva. He beat the shit out of Anderson Silva for 4.5 rounds and then got caught in a triangle.
Yeah, but didn't he get suspended multiple times for performance-enhancing drugs? Not that there's anything wrong with fucking dope them all up. I don't give a fuck. But, you know.
I always liked Chael Sonnen after his shit-talking tour, that first shit-talking tour that he did when he was fighting Anderson Silva. He went after everybody.
Anderson Silva was involved in the two greatest MMA fights I ever saw. One where he was clowning fucking... Who did he lose to? Chris Weidman. Chris Weidman, and Weidman fucking knocked him out when he was, like, fucking doing a head bob or whatever to mock him.
His hands down below his ass.
And like, then the other, was it the rematch? The rematch where he broke his fucking leg?
Yep.
Holy fuck, dude. Yeah. I watched that live. You could hear it. And then the slow motion replay where his leg literally, like, wrapped all the way around and touched his shin. Ugh, it made me want to throw up.
Making me sick right now.
The worst knee injury I ever saw was Willis McGahee.
I saw a Willis McGahee, and I've kind of done a bit about it. I saw, like, a Willis McGahee leg break
in real life.
He was the
retarded guy, right?
He's not retarded, but, like, you have to talk to him for a couple minutes before you know whether or not there's something wrong with him. Like, he's.
Oh, so he's autistic.
He's kind of, like, small, and he's like, he was, like, that plucky guy that, you know, played on the practice team, but, like, was a senior not starting on JV.
He was retarded.
At a small, not good football school. Kind of. So, JJ like was a high effort guy that just got his ass beat, and he just loved Kid Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin. Those are his favorite things in the world. And he showed up to practice every day, and he kept going. And then we were playing Avon Lake, the final game of his senior year, and Avon Lake was a powerhouse. They were good. They had like two wide receivers going to the Big Ten.
Avon Lake's always good. Avon and Avon Lake.
They're just far enough away from all the Catholic schools that, you know, it doesn't really draw. No. They're big country boys.
Yeah, Jenna Jameson was a guest host of Wild
on Oh, okay. Well, how many episodes did she do?
I don't know, but she did.
She's no art man, sir.
No. Art
man. So, final game of the season, we're playing Avon Lake. We're down 42-7 in the fourth quarter, and it is pouring rain. It's coming down, grass field, everything's all nasty. They throw JJ in at the very end of the game. JJ's going to get his first snaps as a varsity player. They're going to put in a wide receiver. They're actually going to let like run a play for him. So he like kind of goes out in the flat, and he just like stays put and puts his hands up, and they throw it, and it hits him in the hand. The Avon Lake kid comes up and smacks JJ in the leg, and it just fucking shatters his leg. One of those rubbery leg breaks where it's just hanging. And he's like army crawling through the mud like he got his legs blown off in Vietnam. He still walks with a limp to this day. And we are just far enough removed from this happening for it to be funny now. This was...
See,
did he catch the ball?
He did not catch the ball. He didn't get his Rudy sack.
Nah.
That apparently did not happen in real life.
It serves you right. Don't give charity to retards. That's our motto here at the Fantasy Boys Podcast, as everybody looks horribly aghast at me.
No, I just was thinking, like, I wouldn't even have been on the team, so...
That's true. I mean, I quit football because I hated the practice.
4 years. That shit... Brutal. He just kept going. Hey. And then he got his play, and then...
There you go,
it
buddy.
Was like a movie. It was so much like a movie. Like, JJ's getting his play. JJ's getting it. And then... It turned into a whole another kind of movie, but still very much a movie.
It's still a movie, but it's just a better movie.
It is now just like an absolute tragedy. Like
more now. That would be a hell of a sketch. JJ. Should write that sketch.
I feel like that has to have been written already, but yeah, if it's that story, do it. Go to the taco truck dudes, they're great.
Who's the taco truck?
I have no idea
who's
even part of that.
Yeah. Jake Barkus and Paul Schultz are the ones. I met them all, but they just keep going viral.
Are they from here?
Yeah, they're from here. Yeah, they come and hang out at Barrio most Mondays. At least Jake does. And Jake was on the what's it called? Ships and Giggles. And he was there with the blonde girl that's like the in-house host for the Tribe Games. I think this is a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Gabby?
Yeah. Is that her name?
She wasn't at Ships and Googles.
Yeah, she was.
Bobby went to school with her.
On the Nautica?
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
You know her?
I do know her. Cool. She didn't even say hello.
Oh, wow.
I'm getting shade tossed at me.
Man.
She's into sketch dudes, not stand-up dudes, so...
You should split the difference and do... Split the difference and do improv.
I mean,
we need a rivalry.
Never tried doing improv.
Then you can't rape her because it's yes and.
Oh, this color guy.
If I would have got this out sooner. Feminist improv, they just say me too.
So good.
I'm sure our 100% white male audience.
All dudes.
That's all right.
I bet some of our listeners. Did anybody actually contact and say, "Hey, this is who I'm listening"? Or
no, not a one.
You guys are the best. There's nothing like a nice active fan base
that doesn't interact.
You Swedish motherfuckers, tell us who you are. You tell us how you're
all gone. We only have like four of those now.
What? We lost all of our Swedes.
We did not maintain our Swedish audience.
I guess we turned him off with the whole pedophilia talk.
Damn, we lost the Swedes.
Yeah. Japan, still holding strong.
Yes.
I love you crazy freaks.
We've talked a lot about bestiality. Japan is in 100% because of the bestiality.
I don't like... I don't even know how to get into this. The shooting's in fucking Texas, sure. Right? I have an idea. Gun control is such a thing that people rebel. They don't want it. They don't want it. And why do they not want it? Because they're afraid that if they get their guns taken away, the government's going to take them over. Right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
They want to be able to protect themselves. They need AR-15s to do that. Don't they realize that those are also the people that don't like that black players are kneeling during the national anthem, right?
I would say that Venn diagram is a circle.
Yeah. And so, no matter how many guns they have, they could have weapons comparable to the U.S. Army, to the armed forces. They could have those weapons. They could have those tanks. They could have all those things. There's no way they will ever win a war because all you have to do to stop those people is play the national anthem, and they have to stand there with their hand over their heart, and then anyone can take them over. Why, like, if that's so important to people, that's what ISIS should do. They should just play the national anthem as we try to attack them and stop them, and then they can just do whatever we can't fight back, because then we're disrespecting the country, the flag.
I don't know. It's a good joke. You just got to work on that. I'm trimming a little fat off.
No, I'm just saying. This is an idea.
No, it's a solid concept.
Yeah.
It's a lot of setup.
All right. Well, I got high.
You know what they say, Brian and Bill? The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a bullet.
The national anthem. It's the national anthem.
Also, a bullet from that same gun that he legally purchased after he already killed dozens and dozens of people.
You know what else they say?
What's that?
Hakuna Matata.
It's a wonderful phrase.
It is.
What's it mean?
I think no worries. For the rest of your days.
The lady at work did not know what Hakuna Matata meant the other day. And what? She wanted me to explain Bitcoin to her. I was just like, no.
I don't even know how to explain Bitcoin.
No.
But Hakuna Matata, that's easy.
It means no worries.
That's a very, like, broad spanning conversation that you had with this lady.
We talk all day. She asked me a lot of questions. She's a nice lady.
Who is she? She just doesn't know things?
Her name is Michelle, and she just doesn't like Googling. she's great. I love her, but she
give me some more questions.
Google is in no way option A. I am always option A, and then she just leaves it alone if she can't get the answer from me.
I can see it's not very convenient at all.
Lovely woman, filled with questions.
That's good on Michelle.
Start she's paying attention to your questions and write them down, because I want to know what they are. And I want to know how you answer, and why are you answering with actual knowledge?
Yeah, you should just make up something completely out of left field.
See, not all the time, just every once in a while.
Every once in a while, I should. But I have to make sure that she likes me. I have to make sure that several of the other women that are around me that know that I don't do anything, I need for them to be okay with me not doing anything, so I have to stay on all of their good sides.
That's
so
fair.
I very... very even-keeled, always patient, try and answer her questions for her.
Right. But just
and then
for
I
us,
go right back to my phone.
That's fair.
Slide it in. Do you think she might be flirting with you?
No.
And that's why she wants to talk to you?
Is she an older gal?
Yes. Oh. Not super old. She may be early 50s, I'm guessing.
I'm guessing she is flirting with you.
Maybe.
She's not even flirting with you, but she likes talking to you.
Maybe. She does like talking to me. I am delightful, though. I am fucking
that's
delightful.
That's right, but like, she probably has a little crush on you.
I hope so.
Maybe she wants to take a little slice off that big meat slab, buddy.
Mm-hmm. But that's why I'm telling you, every once in a while, tell her something, not all the way crazy, but just something
false.
Silly. Something false that...
I'll sneak something in and I'll let you know what it is.
Yeah. I'm excited about that. What's her name?
Michelle,
that's kind of a weird name for a lady of her age.
Yeah,
you
don't see very many Michelles in their
Michelle
50.
Pfeiffer.
Yeah, that's true.
But there's a lot of Michelles in our generation because
born
of
in the 80s. Yeah,
they were early adapters. That was the ages of Barbaras and Lindas.
Yeah,
very
Michelle's
much so.
And Jessica was like everybody my
Brittany,
age.
Brittany, also.
Yeah, there's some Brittanys. Yeah.
I know hundreds of Brittany.
There's a lot of Karas and Kristens our age, I feel like.
What about you?
Yeah,
Fred. Yeah. You don't see any Freds, any guys.
Fred's a pretty dead name.
Yeah. I know. I like that though. Like, I've talked about, like, what I would name my kid with, like, I want to have a kid, and so me and my girlfriend, we talk about, like, what we would name a kid if we'd have a kid. I like names like that, that have gone away, but haven't, like, reemerged as, like, a hipster name. Just, like, Fred. Fred's a good name.
Ralph.
Frederick.
Ralph. Ralph's a good one.
Ralph's a great one. Ralph's a great name.
Ralph. George.
George is a good one. Yeah. I like George. The one I always joke about is Rutiger.
But if I have a son, I would name him John Bonham Kenny.
John Bonham. I hope you never have a kid. Don't you have a kid.
Oh, man.
Yep.
John
Motherfucking Moby Dick. The John part's after my father. I have given this some thought.
Oh, but you just want Bonham as...
The Bonham would be the middle name for a double fucking tribute.
For a hell yes.
Double tribute for a double bass drum fucking type
what
of guy.
What if I go John name? And then Wayne Gacy is the middle
name? No, Wayne! Wayne's a good one.
John Wayne. Wayne's a good John one. John Wayne Kenny, dude. That's fucking
badass. Yeah, that's fucking badass.
Don't you think Dwayne, Duke's parents really hope for something else out of him? He sounds like a fucking Wild West cherub. Dwayne Duke is a homosexual comic. He is an African-American gentleman from Cleveland that went to school in Florida and somehow has a southern accent. It makes no sense.
Doesn't fit the name, per se.
Dwayne. What, did you just record his fourth album?
How many has he sold? Four?
Bill, sorry, you catty bitch.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Has he ever worked at Hilarity? Like, I don't... Like, you record all these albums, but you don't work... Like, where is he? I know
he does...
You know, there's a lot of road work.
He does bust his ass and do road work.
Yeah, he does road work.
But, like, I've never seen him work...
That's all he wants to do, though. He wants to be a road comic. He has no aspirations to be, like, a Comedy Central TV...
Then that's fine.
...kind of comic. He just wants to be on the road, making a living off stand-up.
I had three albums. I've got three... that I've recorded, and the only, like, I haven't done one in, like, 4 years. Like, almost, yeah, 4 years since the last one. Because now that I'm, like, in town all the time, it's just, I should do a new one, because then I could just put it on Spotify and make an extra $25 a month.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
Do you sell any of those ever?
I used to when I was on the road. That's how I would make all my money. Selling albums. Like, I would make a fuck ton of money selling albums.
Really?
Yeah. But it also was different because people still had CDs. That's years ago.
Mm. I think 5 years ago.
So I do T-shirts too, but
it's, download codes.
Yeah, download codes. I do that. I've done
Hey,
that.
What you will albums work.
I like that. I did a lot of that, and then but now I really do make an okay amount just off of like Spotify and shit like that. Mm. Not like a ton, but. Over the year, it adds up, if I put a new one on there, it'll probably bump everything up. So I got material because I haven't done one in so long.
I feel that like when I was growing up, like Mitch Hedberg's, like both of those, Mitch All Together and Strategic Grill Locations, like they were albums that I had on like the first incarnation of the iPod. You know what I mean? I listened to like the. I don't think, like you said, nobody has a CD player. It's like all special, like DVDs and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then Spotify and like Apple Music and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I just mean like big comics. You know what I mean? They put like it used to be like an event, like when HBO had like a
special.
Yeah,
but now they just crank them out. Yeah. It's like because this is a new golden age of stand up because they can put one out. Judah Friedlander just put one out.
I heard it's really good.
It's fucking incredible. Yeah, it's honestly one of the funniest specials I've ever seen. And he does a bit about New York cops that is just the best. It was so fucking funny.
I'm working with Bronger this weekend.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Bronger's awesome.
Yeah.
Bronger's fucking funny. I have one of his albums on vinyl. He sells them on vinyl.
What albums? I just bought Kenny DeForest's.
Oh, did you? I should buy his.
I bought Tooze's when it last
came out. I usually buy my friends. Yeah.
Tooze's album cover was
great. It's amazing.
It was
hilarious. Google him, Tooze, people.
He's so funny.
I was in and band.
Jim, also, do you see that he got hit by a car?
Yes.
Then he was on vacation like the week after, so he was like wearing like a Hawaiian shirt with his broken eye, broken arm, and a bruised, like, black eye. And it's like he was a... Someone said he looks like a PI that was roughed up.
Yeah. And he ran with it.
Yeah.
That bit that he keeps doing with the fan.
Oh, yeah.
He's got
one
of those, like, Asian fans.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
And he'll just kind of stand there and look off in the distance, and then out of nowhere, he'll just... And then the fan will be out, and he'll start fanning himself. It's so funny.
So fucking good.
Did he started here, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think he started here.
He's not from here, but he started here. Yeah, he went to stay for film school.
Just a little bit before me. He started about 6 months before me, and then he was one of my first comedy friends. I think he was my first comedy friend. And then he...
Banasibo
is now... Pass at the fucking Cellar.
Is he really? Yeah. Oh yeah, because he was on Louis.
Yeah, but he wasn't passed before then. Louis saw him at another gig and asked him to be on the show.
Oh, I thought they saw.
But then he got passed at the Cellar, so now he when Ramon got his special, I was like genuinely happy for him. Mm. But when Tews got passed at the Cellar, I was like, man, fuck, absolutely. I want to be there.
Like, no,
that was the most jealous I've ever been.
Because I grew up with. You know, you did too, probably. You're only a couple years older than me, but like Colin Quinn and
yeah,
Norton
Tough
and
Crowd, yeah, all those guys.
Those guys are the fucking mecca for me.
I think I'd rather be past at the Store, the Comedy Store.
With the history.
No,
and shit.
Cellar, that group of dudes. Holy shit,
Cellar means a lot more to me.
I like Rogan and all those guys and. The guy that like kind of rubs me the wrong way is Tony Hinchcliffe. I'm not a fan of his. Didn't you work with him?
I did work with Tony Hinchcliffe.
I mean, I don't want to fucking, you know, but like Ryan DiPerna, I'm not a fan of you fucking Tony Hinchcliffe. You're kind of a smug dick.
But that's his character.
Yeah, it's his whole thing.
Yeah, I know, but like, I don't know. I read it because he's from Youngstown, right?
Yeah.
And like he was talking, he gave an interview to the paper or whatever, and he was saying, yeah, I went to a private school, but really I lived in a rough neighborhood and blah, blah, blah. And I think I asked Moliterno, like whatever the neighborhood was. Like, it's like a gated fucking community.
Moliterno's coming to our brother's lunch today.
Moliterno is my fuck. He is like he's so great. I love that guy. Jason, that's another guy of Sweden. Hey, Sweden, fucking Google Jason Moliterno.
Sweden, get back on the fucking bandwagon. Where'd you go? I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, he'll come back. It's only been like...
Russian Sweden.
To be fair, we're recording this on Tuesday, and we just released it on Friday. So by the end of the week, we'll probably bump the Sweden numbers up.
Gotta get them Sweden numbers up. Maybe they had a holiday, and we didn't know about it.
They had some pickled fish holiday.
We should learn more about Sweden so we can cater to this crowd and build it.
People.
I want to go to Sweden.
I want to go to Japan, too.
Yeah.
Let's fucking do
that.
That's
a fucking long trip.
Gummy fish.
How many fans do we need in Japan to justify a trip to
At least 100. At least 100.
We should go over there and then demand honey roasted peanuts instead of regular peanuts like Jesse and the Rippers.
Are you talking about Full House?
Yeah, the episode where he goes over to Japan and he's big time.
I can't say
the guy
I've
gets
ever
honey roasted peanuts.
Oh wow!
I can't I say that. I've ever watched Full House enough to be knowledgeable.
I haven't watched it forever,
history.
But I like that
one
sticks
stuck
with
out
me for whatever reason.
I watched that show a lot. We were a big TGIF family because
we were
TGIF
family.
Same. Did you watch? Do you remember that show? It wasn't... Oh, Dinosaurs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Dinosaurs were the shit. The baby, a real big dick.
Well, that's how babies are. Babies are terrible.
No, he had a real big dick.
Yeah, it was like
a behind the scenes.
The baby, huge cock. Falling out of the cock of that baby. That was a tail, Ryan.
What? Oh, man.
Actually,
I watched the show.
They have a cloaca.
Is that like
birds? Yeah.
Like
what?
A cloaca.
What's that?
That's a bird dick.
Oh, it's a bird dick? I didn't know.
Yeah, but it's just like a hole and the semen falls out into the lady.
Oh,
that's how bird fucking works?
Birds.
Yeah,
are weird.
It's just a hole that like is responsible for their cum, shit, and piss, right?
Yeah.
It's
what?
Just one hole.
That sounds so efficient.
Yeah. It does sound efficient. Probably. They probably get a lot
there's
of
also
shot.
Streamlined the whole waste process.
There's also no muscle for it. So that's why birds shit just like as they're doing.
So that can be cum that they're dropping on?
No, because it's the cum, like, it's like a chamber. So, like, I mean, that's not exactly it, but it's you gotta have the right one locked in.
But ducks
for
have,
situation.
Have big dongs.
Ducks,
but ducks have big, weird corkscrew dicks.
But regular birds, they just kind of plop, cum.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
Just popping out of their butts.
That's, you know what the disadvantage of having piss, shit, and cum coming out of the same hole as UTIs, especially when birds have no access to cranberry juice, man. It's fucking no good.
You don't know that. There's a lot of birds in New England.
Is that where they...
That's where cranberries come from? Bogs and stuff?
That's true, I guess.
New English bogs.
Unlike mammals, most male birds don't have penises. Instead, both male and female birds have what's known as a cloaca. The cloaca is an internal chamber that ends in an opening, and through this opening, a bird's sex organs, testes or ovaries, discharge sperm or eggs. So they just shoot it out there at each other.
Do animals come? Like, do they have an orgasm?
When
they...
Yeah. You ever seen a horse come? I have.
And we're back. That's the least.
They come a lot. No, there's a horse that came in Jackass 2.
Mr. Hands.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, no, Mr. Hands, but like, what's his face? Chris Pontius.
Oh, yeah, he had
jerked off a horse.
Yeah, that's right.
And then he drank the horse cum.
That was just the most unsettling part of those movies. Holy shit.
Like, they shouldn't have done that.
No, yeah.
they really shouldn't have. They didn't need to.
No, but, like, maybe mammals do, but, like, do fish and birds... Well, birds, I guess, are mammals.
I saw this thing about this fish called the cichlid, and it's got these... the ladies, they carry around all their eggs in their mouths, and the...
Oh, hell yeah. I like where this story is going.
So the dudes have, like, mouth. This fucking, like, marking on their fins that kind of looks like their eggs, and they'll hide in seaweed. And then a mother, thinking she dropped her babies, comes over and swims closer, and it just busts nuts. On
That's so funny.
The sharking.
The peekaboo bukkake fish of South Africa.
The fact that that's how evolution worked, to where, like, we're going to put some of these things in your mouth, and we're going to put some of these things that look like your eggs on his tail to trick you to fucking... So Mother Nature is a rapist.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I told you guys, fucking termites and traumatic insemination.
Yeah,
just where they knife break, they just stab wherever.
Yeah.
Just cut fuck holes.
What a
and put babies in them.
What a very, like, apt name for the way that they reproduce. Traumatic
insemination.
Ugh. I had a few of those in my day.
Yeah, you take care of them, it's no big deal.
Yeah, it's all right. At least get your abortions in now, fam.
I was all nervous going to the place that I went this past weekend. I was in Oconomowoc,
Wisconsin. Oh, yeah.
Wisconsin. Yeah. Yeah. Wisconsin.
$14.
I looked.
14 people, right?
Yeah. Not a great turnout. Yeah. Not a great turnout. But they were
check
all.
Check still cashes, motherfucker.
Not a big check whatsoever. Oh, okay. I barely broke even on this weekend. Right. But I mean, it's experience, and it's hopefully moving me up the ladder with funny business, and
that's why you do that.
But like, you do those shows hoping that the people that are there give you positive reviews, like the people in charge of that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And the people who watched me were 100% hotel employees and their friends.
Yeah,
like it was like, okay, nobody's coming, so everybody tonight come drink at the bar, watch the comedy show. So. I know I did very well, so I gotta imagine I'm gonna get a great review. So it's, you know, mission accomplished.
Oh, that's good.
That's awesome.
How'd you get that gig, Paramore?
No, Paramore originally was gonna take me to do a funny business gig, and then he pulled out of it, and they're like, "Hey, like, you want these gigs too? I'll take fucking anything you offer.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as it comes with a hotel, I'll pretty much take it. If it doesn't have a hotel, I'll drive a 4-hour radius."
That's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah, that's about what I would do.
How far?
Those gigs can be a lot of fun, though.
That was, and like the drive home was insane. It was all like that storm.
That storm? Oh,
like
fuck.
It started like, what, 20, 30 miles outside of Toledo, and it took me the entire, like, I drove for 10 hours straight.
Oh, fuck that.
On Sunday, and went straight to Hilarities to do that Browns roast.
I went to Columbus like a couple of winters ago for a gig, and I came back. I like didn't stay the night. And I was driving back, and a fucking blizzard hit, like, on 71, and it was, like, it literally took me till 6 o'clock in the morning. I left at, like, 11 to fucking get from Columbus
Holy
back
shit.
To Cleveland.
It one was of the last, nightmare. One of the last gigs I did, like, going out on the road, I had already started working on a show, I think. Maybe no. No, I hadn't. But I went to this gig in Pennsylvania. And it was like in like the coal country. And it was snowing. And the way my Google took, like maps took me, was like down this like really fucking scary road. And I like slid off the road. Got my car stuck. Had one of my kids with me.
Mm. Oh, shit.
And we had to, like, they came and picked me up, the people at the venue. And then they're like, why'd you come down this way? This is a fucking dumb way to go. I'm like, I don't know anything about fucking where we're at. It's a weird mountain town. You guys are all knowledgeable, but can you tell everyone else? Like, what roads
are not good roads? Yeah, Waze doesn't have that kind of shit.
Yeah.
West Virginia's a bad drive, man.
But like, then they pulled me out in the morning, and I got out of there.
I need to invest in AAA.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. If you're on the road, get AAA. I need to invest in
AAA. Cent. Also, I do not have a spare set of keys to my car.
Well, get one of those, too.
That shit costs like $350.
I know, but you need it.
Do I? Can't I just protect these?
I mean, if you lose them, though.
Every time you leave my house, you always fucking have to check yourself 6 times.
I'm high maintenance, man. I carry a lot of shit. I carry a lot of shit.
Just carry a book bag, man.
I don't want to be that guy.
Which guy in particular?
Yusuf, I was going to say. I was going to say Yusuf. I started to say Yusuf. No, they guess him having the backpack, but me and him can't pull off the camo backpack cool guy look.
Yeah. No.
He can't. I can't.
You should wear a fanny pack.
I can't pull that off.
You might be able to.
Cargo shorts. I should wear a tool belt at all times.
All times. Please start a tool belt thing. That'd be so fucking awesome. Because you're a guy that you could wear a tool belt and people would be like, okay, that's fine. Like with your butt, but then I want to see it become like a thing. Like we're like Chad Weaver's wearing a tool belt all the time.
I miss Chad Weaver. I need to text him.
I just texted him the other day.
Yeah,
doing well.
He is doing very well. Remember when Chad used? Well, you brought this up, I think, a couple weeks ago. Remember when Chad used to dress in his grandpa's clothes?
Yeah.
Oh, that lovable scamp.
I sat in an Uber once with a bunch of like old high school friends and just described Chad Weaver bits to them, and everybody was dying.
Yeah, he's fucking hilarious.
That so hilarious funny. That I secondhand can describe his bits to people and just it murders.
Yeah, he's the fucking best.
People
yeah.
still bring up that time he tried to eat a plate of spaghetti on stage while
doing his joke. It didn't like live. Yeah, so nobody
hard.
Laughed.
It failed so hard.
But that's grandma. Like grandma, Cody's grandma loves him for that bit. Like that's the funniest thing ever to her. Like that's why she's fucking cool, because she gets why that's so funny.
My favorite melt, well, it wasn't even a bit that didn't work, it was a meltdown that like lives in the annals of Cleveland comedy.
The annals?
Yes, the annals. Is when Cribbly had a meltdown at what's the German beer hall? Bonkers. Remember when Bonkers was still?
Yeah, Bonkers. I didn't know he had a meltdown there. Oh, you don't know about this one? He's a feature for me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you tell the story then.
All right, so it's... there's two shows this night. And I think this is the late show.
And this is like an old theater, like from the 20s. All it's in a German beer hall, so it's all like kind
of... It's
like,
a it's, hermit club.
Yeah, a hermit club, which is some sort of boy fucker.
Oh yeah, it's like an Illuminati. Is, like,
yeah, it's
fucking,
a very they hide dudes it. Only old timey. Yeah,
but they say it's about plays and shit.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's about dudes banging dudes.
So anyway,
it looks doing, like a barn. Like the theater itself looks like it's like an old timey German barn.
Yeah,
inside
Nazi so, ghosts.
Weird. I think Cody hosted
and shit.
I think Cody Cooper hosted, and he went up and like the crowd's rowdy as fuck. And then Eric goes up, and they don't like Eric at all. Because, I mean, these people are drinking giant beers, and, like, that's what you get used to working this club.
Most of it's comped and shit.
Yeah.
And the stage is, like, it's not like a regular stage. Like, it's a couple stairs that lead directly to the stage. Like, the whole front of the stage are the stairs.
Yeah.
If that makes sense to people listening at home. I don't know if I'm describing this well. But, like, the whole stage... Wrapping all the way around the front is several stairs. Yeah. There's no like little stair on the side. The whole thing is. And the people serving the giant fucking beers will climb up on those stairs as you're doing a set right in front of you and hand people their beers and take their orders. Mm-hmm. It is a brutal room.
Long tables.
Well, it's all gone.
Yeah.
So, and the tables go pretty close to those stairs. So, Eric's bombing very hard, who's brilliantly he's such a funny comic.
Yeah, he's great.
But these people just don't like him, don't get him at all. So then he starts taking his pants down, turns around, and or he steps onto the tables, and then...
didn't he eat like, somebody's food?
He's eating people's food and like trying to get their attention, and then he goes back onto the stage. People are booing him. They hate him, and he just shows his asshole to everyone.
Like spreads his
cheeks. He spread his cheeks and showed his butthole?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that is legendary.
It's so fucking funny. Dude, that guy was fucking a brilliant comic, and I say was because he deleted all of his fucking... He used to have an album that you guys could fucking buy.
I have.
He deleted every sign of him ever
every
doing
sign
comedy.
Of him ever doing comedy. There's no trace
but
of
like,
Eric
why?
Kribler.
Do we know?
Some sort of breakdown. It is what it is. He was a fairy.
Is he still married to Mandy?
I believe so. I don't know anything other than that.
Does anybody we know still keep in contact with Kribler?
Not ones that we talk to.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I really wish that there... You have his album?
It's on Bandcamp.
No.
Did it get taken off?
He deleted Bandcamp.
But...
Yeah, if you bought it, you still have it.
Yeah, so I bought it and I have it.
Then. Yeah.
He had some really genius bits.
He had fucking the best bits, man. Wasn't he mad for some reason about the... comedy tour?
Well, he got upset because we had like him and Mary in at the on the same day at the same time because the shows were already sold out, so I was like, well, we don't really need to have the comics in.
Yeah.
And then like he just, you know, it wasn't like a big interview like it kind of had been in the past.
But they only give you like one. Isn't there like a rule for the radio? Like you contractually can't.
No, I wouldn't say it's like a contractual thing. But
don't they get mad? Or
I mean, they definitely like it. Just people don't know who people are,
right?
And so, and if you're not good on the air, it's not going to go well. So
it's like a Johnny Carson sort of thing.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
But then he did the shows, and I thought he did pretty well. He did bomb kind of hard on. One of the shows, the one, because he did, the first night he did not easier stuff, but he did funny stuff, but then the next night he did, like, his 9/11 joke and shit like that, and people just weren't into it at all, so he had a rough set, but Mary crushed.
Yeah.
And that, like, was his last, kind of his last fucking...
Yeah, well, because then he got real weird after that, like, he came out and did Barrio again, like, act like he was gonna hang himself, and just...
I
think he just wanted to be more well-known than he was and, like, thought that was going to be something. I'm like,
yeah,
no,
the
comedy tour doesn't turn you into a star. It helps you
but I would think
be known a little bit.
I would think that he was so far into
the rock
that.
Star feeling.
Yeah. But he was so far into doing comedy at that point that I would think that he would know it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Dad put together shows for a long time. Yeah. Like, I mean, he's
fucking funny.
He is.
I loved him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I got pissed.
I don't know.
Cover for me, guys.
Shitty.
It is shitty, but you know.
Anybody else stop doing comedy that you wish would keep doing comedy? I know Eric Brewer stopped doing comedy.
Yeah, Brewer. I love Brewer. Brewer's the shit. I wish he still did it. Murs does it still, and like actually does it a lot.
What's that fucking new joke that he has that is so fucking funny?
He's brilliant, man. I fucking love Steve Murs.
Oh, he had a Facebook post about having a new prog rock band, PRAGUE, called Check Your Privilege, spelled CZECH. Oh my god, that's so funny.
Steve is the best. I fucking love Steve. Steve and I started like the exact same week.
Of really?
Comedy. Yep.
Where did you first do a set?
Redstone.
That was your first set ever?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I fucking bombed, dude. I was so bad. Well, obviously. You know what I mean? But like, I was so nervous.
I had a great first set ever.
Yeah, that's what you
said. I had a great first set ever. And then my second show went well, too. And the third one went well. And then like the... It took me like the sixth or seventh time until it went really bad.
And it was
Bella W. That was the first time I started a real L.
I started right after Bella W closed.
You're lucky. I never liked Bella W.
Yeah, it was like probably like a month after that. But then they started doing...
W went to Redstone.
Yeah.
What was the one that was in... Manja. Remember that bar?
Oh, that was
Jesse Allison.
But there was another dude before Jesse.
Was it Manja? No, it was Manja.
Manja, but it was... Who's that kid that...
Pat Naughton?
Is that who it was?
Maybe.
No, not Pat Naughton. There's another kid. Maybe it's Pat Naughton. Did he, like, try and, like, do stuff for, like, a magazine in town? Like, I can't remember.
I don't know.
He was, like, a blonde kid. He kind of looks like Andy Daly.
Oh, Will Kessling?
Yeah!
No, but that was a different incarnation of that. That was, like, a couple years after Jesse Allison. Because they brought it back, but then they canceled that show because the owner kept fucking groping, like, all the girls who were there.
I liked Will Kessling as a dude, but, like, his act took, like, this very strange turn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was, at first, he was just kind of like a open micer, not doing so hot. And then he became hyper-energized.
Yeah.
It was just this whiz-bang, kind of guy, and I was like, dude, no.
He was in the Marines, and he always gave me a private pile sort of fucking...
He was a nice guy.
He was great, but just on stage, it was like fucking... Like, less maniacal laughter, buddy. But he was an alright guy. I don't know, there was a lot of people that don't do it anymore. I saw Tyler Sullivan the other day, and I used to fucking think that he was hilarious. He's still funny, like, just his one-liners or whatever. Like... He'll have, like, a, you know, like, five or six of them that'll bomb in a row, and then he'll have one that, like, is fucking...
And only the comics will like it.
Yeah.
Isn't he in Denver now?
No, I think he's still here. He got married, and then, Tyler's fucked up.
Who's the guy that lives in Denver now?
Tyler Ross?
Yeah,
he lives in Chicago now. He went out to Denver.
Oh, that's right, because he went with the girl. Oh,
yeah, that didn't go well.
Yeah. Tyler Sullivan, who's that?
He, like, looks like Slim Shady. He's like,
he was funny.
Yeah.
I like that dude.
I saw him, he came out the other day.
Did he? Where?
LVT.
It's been a long time since I've done that one.
I go every now and again just to hang out. Like, I.
Who's the toughest white rapper? Who could, like, if there's a white rapper battle royale?
Everlast?
Fist fight?
Yeah.
Everlast.
Oh. Bubba Sparks.
That's a good one. I feel like he wouldn't win, but Vanilla Ice would do better than you'd think.
Probably. He's white trash enough. He would fucking... Vanilla Ice would scrap. Vanilla Ice has no qualms
and
about
now
fucking...
He's like a
Paul
dick.
Wall wants any part of it.
Paul Wall?
I don't think Paul Wall wants any
Paul
part
Wall
of it.
Paul Wall is Puerto Rican, though, isn't he?
I feel like he's pretty white.
I mean, I always get Paul Wall and Mr. Worldwide fucking...
That's Pitbull.
Yeah.
Dale.
Because I'm, you know, out of respect, people would, like, not fight Eminem, but then eventually, like, someone's going to be like, fuck it. I want to be the champion.
I think somebody's going to go after him right away, and they're going to get put down. And Eminem's going to go up against whoever.
I don't know, I feel like Eminem's on Xanax all the fucking time. It'd probably be easy to jump him.
You don't think he'd just do a bunch of crystal meth for that?
Maybe.
Yeah.
The funniest picture, like, that is burned in my memory from the early 2000s is Eminem in a blue tracksuit wearing a white do-rag and a fucking, like, flat-billed hat because he just looks like a fucking narc.
Remember Malibu's Most Wanted?
Yeah, Jamie Kennedy. Jamie Kennedy blocked me on Twitter, I believe.
You get blocked by a lot of people.
I do.
You do, yeah.
I have no qualms about it.
Very aggressive.
Well, fuck him. I'm allowed to say what I want. I told you I was blocked.
You're allowed to, but
it's with good meaning. I don't bring it on anybody that's not deserved. That Jamie Kennedy's not deserved. That was when I was really young. I wouldn't have done that today. But like the only people that I go after are fucking people that fucking deserve it.
Well, in that case, yeah. But I just want to know, what did you say to Jamie Kennedy?
I don't know. It was something about, or maybe it wasn't Twitter, it was Facebook, I think. That, like, somebody that I, like, a comic that I knew starting out, I don't remember, he was from out of town. He, like, Jamie Kennedy called him out, and I just, like, mentioned Jamie, without tagging him or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And, like, he searched it and then, like, responded to me.
Oh, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and I'd said, I was like, you're fucking, of course Jamie Kennedy Googles his own fucking.
Yeah, he brought that on himself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, that one, whatever. But I mean, like, I have no fucking...
You can block this podcast, Jamie.
Yeah, fuck you, Jamie.
Son of the Mask.
But I thought you were brilliant in Scream 1 and 2.
Was he in Scream?
Yeah! That's how people know Jamie Kennedy.
Oh, I thought it was from the Jamie Kennedy Experience.
No. He was in Scream 1 and 2. He was the kid that knew everything about movies. He's in Scream 3, too.
What was that movie where he was just a random weirdo looking at... Oh, Harold and Kumar. He was great in that. I don't remember when he's peeing? Where he's peeing out in the middle of nowhere, right. And Jamie Kennedy just shows up all wide-eyed.
He made a documentary, too. That one was
actually good. I saw that. Yeah.
Heckler.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that.
He confronts people that, like, actually heckled him. And, like, he interviews... It's like a documentary or whatever. He interviews comics and just their experience with it. But he, like, actually confronts these people. He's like, why do you hate me?
You ever seen The Aristocrats?
Parts of it.
I love that one.
Yeah.
What was the one where Carlos Mencia came clean?
It was a YouTube video.
No, but I mean, like, there was a documentary where he's like, yeah, I stole all this stuff.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know there was a documentary.
But I don't remember that.
It wasn't, like, the whole thing, but it might have been in Heckler.
Hmm. Maybe. I don't remember. I saw that a while ago. Henry Phillips. Did you ever see Punching the Clown?
Fucking love it.
Yeah.
What is that?
Henry Phillips is fucking the best, by the way. He's playing... Wernowski got him to co-headline his festival at St. Louis. But, yeah.
He's a really funny dude.
He's,
He made a, like, autobiographical movie about his, like, being a comic and shit, and it's really good.
What was that one where Orny Adams comes off as a dick?
Comedian.
Okay.
That one's good. That's like Jerry Seinfeld one, where he's like building up a new hour after.
I thought that was I've never seen that. Is that a documentary?
Yeah, and it's fucking awesome.
And Orny Adams comes off as a dick?
He just comes across as like...
super jaded and...
jaded, but like also like entitled and, you know, he's...
I mean, he's probably...
very neurotic and stuff like that, but I...
years, right?
I didn't think he came off as a dick. He came off as someone that I was relating to really hard at that time, because I was like a new comic, and I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah, if I was as funny as this guy thinks he is, then I want people to respect me and do things for me.
But he's private.
And he was also young, too, so I can't say dumber shit back then. Because, like, the best thing is to watch that with the commentary on, and it's Colin Quinn and Jerry Seinfeld doing commentary. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, this scene where Orny Adams is like, I go out there and I try things, and, like, people hear what I'm saying and they're like, we're afraid of these ideas. And then Jerry Seinfeld, like, comes in and goes, nobody's afraid of you. It's so fucking awesome.
Nobody's afraid of you.
Yeah.
I saw Jerry Seinfeld on Norm's podcast. Norm McDonald's, like, the video podcast.
Oh, really? Yeah,
that's great. I love that podcast.
I've never seen it. It's spectacular, man. It's wonderful. But he came off as such an asshole. And it's like, well, I guess I'd be an asshole, too, if I was Jerry Seinfeld. Because he has the most popular... He's probably the most recognizable and popular
of all time. But he also always was that person. Even if you watch...
Oh, yeah.
The show Seinfeld, he wasn't a likable guy.
Yeah.
He was an asshole. Like, he is an asshole. And if you're, like, his friend, then it's fine, but... It's the same thing like Larry David on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh my God, plays, that show's amazing.
Plays up the assholeness, right. But like that's right there. Mm.
He got into some trouble for the Saturday Night Live thing, and I watched the bit like online. I didn't think it was like...
It was hilarious.
Yeah,
I thought it was really funny.
What was it? I haven't seen anything about it.
He was, to paraphrase, like I'm not going to do it because I'll butcher it, but like basically he was saying... how all the the predator stuff, the sexual predator, he's like, he was really disturbed that there's all a pattern. They're all Jews.
There's a lot of Jewish people. Yeah. And then he kind of goes like, and this is something I've always thought about since the time I was a little kid. If I have always been boy crazy. If I were in Poland and I got captured and I was in a concentration camp, would I still check out women? What do you say to them? Like, and it's a silly, ridiculous bit, but people are like, oh, you can't joke about the Holocaust. I'm like...
You can,
but he did, and it was great.
Yeah. He's like, is it me, or is it just everything? All of this? Yeah, it's fucking... People are so offended over being offended, and it fucking makes my...
Well, they're so excited to get offended.
Yeah.
Because they go, oh, that's something that I could get a blog written about. And that's all it is. It's just people trying to fill content.
But it's insanity, man. Like, even, like, reputable people and, like, publications and stuff like that, like, that I think, you know...
Yeah, because they still want the clicks,
man.
Yeah,
I mean, it's...
The company I work for... represents the whole spectrum all over the place. I mean, the fact that Rush Limbaugh is on in the hallway when I'm walking around at work. It makes me fucking insane.
On the EIB network.
Yeah. They pay that dude so much fucking money.
Fuck Rush Limbaugh. I will have a fucking fiesta the day that his black heart
I've never heard anybody sucks. Say anything good about Rush Limbaugh.
No, but he's Ooh. Got an audience yeah, that is 10 there. Million, but they're getting smaller and smaller. No, most of them
are dying. They stay quiet.
It's just old white guys. Yeah. I mean, it's very Trump base-esque. Like, and just the way, like, hearing a dude like that talk back and forth about the the shooting and trying to make it super, well, liberal did this and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like, it's like, dude, can you talk, like, he doesn't ever talk about anything like a human. He just talks about it with that the same way he talks about, like, the NFL protest or anything like that.
That's the product,
there's,
though.
Yeah, well, exactly.
But like you said, his audience is dying. Like, there's probably 0.001% of the fucking country, if that, listens to Rush Limbaugh.
Oh,
and
yet,
like, Republican
shit,
Republican lawmakers, like, fucking take their talking points from that fucking dude. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? That's what's fucking insane to me. Well, it's not insane. Nothing is insane anymore. You know what I mean? Like, if you're fucking surprised about how this alternate timeline we live on after everything that's happened in the past 5 years.
I had this bit that I tried about, like, what are elections going to look like in the future, and having people that, like, well, you tweeted this one time and shit like that. And I never thought that, like, it's like, oh, shit, we are there already.
We're there, yeah.
We are already there.
Like, anytime anybody gets a new job, they're like, oh, so-and-so got this job. And they go, well, look what he tweeted in 2011.
Yeah. I did a bit, like, back before, like, the Republican primaries, like, almost 2 years ago or whatever, about, like, if Donald Trump was president, his first act would be, Barack Obama gets a lot of shit but imagine being the last black president of the United States.
Yeah,
but like Donald Trump's first fucking act in office would be to pass a constitutional amendment that any president going forward has to pronounce the word ask properly. And I think that we're at that point. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if I woke up tomorrow and
something like that. Yeah.
Like, it's insane. It's absolutely fucking crazy. It's Berenstain Bears. Like, what's that thing? The Mandela Effect or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, I totally
believe
that.
People think Sinbad is in that one movie?
Yeah. Because I fucking remember that.
You remember that?
I kind of. I don't know if people have been telling me about it, and that's my false memory, but yeah.
That's crazy. I've heard actual people, like, randomly, people have been like, oh, Sinbad, was he in that genie movie? It's like, this thing is so real.
It's so real and so fucked up.
I fucking believe that. You know? Because if time travel existed, there'd be no way that we would know. Things would just be constantly, like, changing. You know what
I mean? You think Sinbad went back in time just to make that movie?
That would be
I wish I made that fucking genie movie.
He made that trailer, though. And then people, like...
Yeah.
People were sharing that and going, see? 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 And, like, he's like, no.
It's very clearly Sinbad now. Look how old he looks.
Yeah. It's old Sinbad.
Sinbad shot me down. I was supposed to open for Sinbad, and they sent him, like, a clip of... Sam sent him the Browns bit, which is, like, a regional bit that was filmed several years ago with some real inside baseball references. And they're just like, we got somebody else.
That's all right. He goes real long, and that's not a fun weekend. You only do a little bit.
I still would have loved to have been kicking it with Sinbad. Like, honestly, I just wanted the fucking, like, picture with Sinbad at the end.
He gave Pizza Money a shout out during the.
He did, because he was on the show and, like, you tweeted something. Or you were doing the. Oh, he was doing that.
I don't know.
Hello from Beijing, China. Hey, China, Beijing. You know somebody named Chad Weaver? He said, can you get a haircut?
Chad Weaver, just pinch him in his booty or something.
James Earl Brasso cleaning the house.
That DNA, something else. So.
You know. I know it's a crazy DNA because he punched him in his nuts. How about that?
That's so great.
Yeah.
What is that from?
He's doing some, like, live, like,
it's like a YouTube live thing. And then Bobby mixed the fucking... Go to the Pizza Money YouTube.
It's fucking great.
Page. But yes. I don't know. It was some, like, live YouTube
fucking... You're shouting people out.
Yeah. And, like, James and fucking Chad just were on there the whole time just like, hey! Like, typing a million times to get Sinbad to say our names.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's fucking great.
Sinbad.
I read Sinbad's Guide to Life when I was like in sixth grade or fifth grade or whatever.
What did Sinbad tell you?
I don't remember. I just remember it was hilarious as like a fifth grader. Because he's not like dirty or anything, you know what I mean? It's all about like observational and fart jokes and stuff.
Love fart jokes.
Me too.
I am fart jokes.
You look like
I got a poop heavy set. That's what I got.
You should do a your album should be called I Am Fart Jokes.
And like be like Spartacus, like it's you and a
toga. I was thinking everybody poops, especially me.
That's really good.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh man. We've almost done an hour and we haven't talked sports like one fucking second.
I could probably do a poop album. I could probably do a Cleveland album.
Do
a weed album. I'll just do three albums.
There you go.
Back to back to back.
Take that, Dwayne Duke.
Themed albums.
Be your trilogy.
I enjoyed at the Browns Rose on Sunday. Like, I thought I was going to spend that whole ride home writing jokes, and then it was just a shit show.
Where did you guys fucking put that even on? Like, I saw that like an hour before.
Literally, what it was. Mateo Lane was supposed to be there. He canceled. And Sam was like, oh, it's the Browns bye week. Well, let's try and make this happen. But didn't really give any of us details until...
He
kind of vague. He's like, hey, this is going to be like a Browns kind of thing.
He was talking about possibly having Joe Thomas there first. I'm sure Polk backed out and he was like,
Well, Polk couldn't do it, so I mean,
why couldn't Polk do it?
He said he was out of town.
Gotcha. So they ended up having like me and Bill, who care about the Browns, and then Jimmy Graham, Liz Blanc, Mary.
Although,
gee, if only you had a friend who runs a roast show and a sports podcast.
Liz did a fucking great job with her set because she's just talking about like the Cleveland schools, and she's like, yeah, maybe instead of spending money on a team that's won one game in the past 2 years, we should put some money into the schools, and people love that. So she actually had a better set than a lot of the...
She's very funny. But
it
like,
wasn't a Browns roast.
It certainly was not. I got up there. I was like, okay, the first guy talked about the Browns. Everybody else sort of phoned it in. Now you'll talk to a real fanatic. And I told him, I was like, I hate every
I riffed my whole set.
Huh?
I riffed my whole set.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't have any Browns jokes.
Sound like you wrote a couple things beforehand. Good
idea. I tried to, yeah. I wrote that Jimmy Haslam thing, that Jimmy Haslam is basically Boss Hogg if he never got thwarted by the Duke boys.
I think the only thing that I actually wrote specifically for that was the, like in the Cleveland Browns, is like smoking cigarettes. Like you start real young because everybody around you does it and it looks real cool. And then you start getting a little bit of a buzz and then by the end you're just feeding an addiction that you hate. Everybody tells you is killing you. So I wrote that one, but then after that, I was like, I love the institution of the Browns, but I hate everybody else that's ever been associated
with it. Oh, I love this.
Except for Scott Player, Joe Thomas, somebody threw out Phil Dawson, they got me. I didn't say him at first. And Phil then Quentin Groves, because he tried to order butt sex for $20 and got caught by the police.
You tried to order on an app?
Did he?
I don't know.
I thought it was back.
Oh, that's right. He's calling.
The other guy that I forgot is Steady Steve Hyden. I fucking loved Steve
Hyden. Oh, Steve Hyden was awesome.
Remember Steve Hyden.
You don't? He was our tight end.
Apple pie face motherfucker.
Oh, he was great.
But then people just shouted. Like, I was like, shout out Browns players. I'll tell you why I fucking hate them. And then people just yelled out names.
And it was awesome.
Rattled off why I hated everybody.
Like, random reasons, too. That's definitely something you could do.
I'll probably go right back to that.
Yeah, you should
do. Hilarious, yeah.
What about Evan Turner? Who is the white tight end?
Evan Moore. Fuck Evan Moore, because he had all this goddamn hype and then never did anything in the NFL.
Shit.
Nothing in the NFL. He was one of those preseason fucking heroes that we just kept hearing about from Mary Kay Cab and Cleveland.com.
Ben Gay.
And then nothing. They hardly even put him in the game. Yeah. He hardly played.
What about, what did you say for Kellen Winslow?
Fuck Kellen Winslow for his goddamn endos in the Tri-State parking lot. And his elephantitis at the nuts.
He did have a staph infection on his
right nuts. Is that Braylon Edwards?
Sucking off Braylon Edwards in a Detroit park. Braylon Edwards did get caught by the police driving very slowly with another guy in the car and the windows all fogged up.
Totally getting blown by another dude.
Probably.
Yes.
Do you remember Kellen Winslow got fucking arrested for jerking off in a Boston Market parking lot?
Oh, yeah.
Just go home, dude. What are you doing?
I forgot about that, too.
I definitely should have.
He was smoking fake weed, too, I believe.
Yeah, smoking K2.
K2 was K2. Yeah, K2. Yeah,
his tattoo was.
I mean,
do you think he felt obligated to?
He's like, I gotta make this brand happen.
Every single time he acknowledged it, even if there was nobody else around him, he'd go, K2 smoking K2. Boom. Just for himself.
This is my brand. I gotta make this shit happen.
Oh, man.
Just go home and jack off. Why? Is it the excitement of being in the Boston Market parking lot?
I love Boston Market.
Maybe it really, yeah, he really likes chicken. Much.
He lets the mashed potatoes and the gravy sit there for a while until they're like not quite room temperature, but warm. Yeah. And then he puts his dick right on in there.
My lord.
Boston Market.
So, I love this Boston Market fantasy football podcast. Yeah.
We're killing it.
I gotta get going though. I got brothers.
No, we did an hour. Yeah. We're good.
Anyway,
you guys want to come hang out at Brothers Lounge?
Yeah, I'll come. Yeah.
I gotta go to McGinty's first, and I'll be over there. Maybe after that, I might get drunk at McGinty's.
What are you going to McGinty's for?
It's my buddy Brian's. He ran for city council.
You do not have another buddy, Brian.
Tobin, I'll call him Tobin. He ran for city council in Lakewood, and
awesome.
They're watching the returns.
McGinty's used to be a lesbian bar, I believe. It was like the church.
McSlinties. McSlitneys.
There it is. All right. We didn't pick the sleep. Just pick a pick.
I heard it was a handicap bar called McGimpy's.
There's a bar that only plays spaghetti western.
I am Brian Kenny.
wait, what was your last one?
There's a bar that only plays spaghetti westerns called McClinties.
Oh, McClinties!
Oh, damn! Yeah.
What are you doing?
What the, yeah.
All right, I'm at Bill Squire. Tom Brady.
There's a place that makes submarine sandwiches. It's called McBlimpies. Go Browns!
Go Browns! At Fantasy Boys Pod. At Ryan DiPerna,
there's a place
Jared Goff
that makes hamburgers for that little baby from Popeye called McWimpies.
All right.
There's a place for a big fat dog named McStimpies.
We're petering out here, fellas. All right. Bye. Fuck you guys.
Wait, there's a place that serves the mayor of Springfield, McQuimby's.
There's a place that sells only Cavassier and services Cadillacs called McPimpy's.
Alright.
Wait, what was your handicap people one? Was it McLimpy's or
McGimpy's.
McGimpy's.
Okay. McLimpy's no, works him. Too, though.
Okay. McLimpy's. Okay. Yeah. As long as it's out there.
Yeah.
All sorts of handicap bars run through there.
All right, people. Love you. Bye.